What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ease.com for regular discounts and price drops. $20 off your first delivery.
EAZE.com. Promo code HAM. Promo code HAM. Like, I'm never going to get mad at an owner for paying a player $300 million because for a fan base, they got a player that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Like, ultimately, the Padres got a player. Now, this is why I'm a little more skeptical than... It seems like a lot of people like the deal for the Padres, like baseball people. Baseball writers.
Because they signed a really good player that's right. 26 years old.
Yeah. So the reason I'm skeptical is
an elite player. I mean, a top 10 player in the sport.
The reason I'm skeptical about it a little bit is because I'm looking at it going, part of the reason you got him is because you paid him a lot of money to come to a place that I don't think he really wanted to go. Like, he wanted to be a Yankee badly, by all accounts. And here are the Dodgers who have all the money. The Dodgers who just had him. You don't think if the Dodgers thought he was Nolan Arenado, they would have re-signed him as a guy? Like, the Dodgers couldn't use Manny Machado? Why did they not even sniff him?
Because I do think you could argue your best player on your team, Corey Seager, one of the reasons you traded for Manny was because he tore his – didn't he tear his shoulder or he had whatever? Like, would he have been on the Dodgers if Corey Seager had not gotten hurt? Probably not.
No, but Manny's not playing short.
Well, he wants to, though, right?
Of course he wants to, but this Fernando Tatis Jr., baby.
Well, I mean,
let's get into the Padres prospects, John.
Yeah, he might just move to third base.
Yeah, but Manny doesn't, like, he's not worth as much. Like, people, like, he's a premium position, you play him in short. Yeah, but he's not as good of a player there.
What do you mean?
Well, he's a less good defensive player at shortstop than he is at third base.
Yeah, that's why you just play him at third base.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Oh, you're saying with Corey Seager. But I also think they look at it like, we want to be a little more fluid with our cash. We don't want to get stuck down. Because I think the Yankees justified it pretty easily. We made a $250 million investment last year on Stanton. We already did that. Like, if Stanton wasn't on the Yankees, Machado or Harper would be on the Yankees. But they did that move last year. So they're already kind of in bed with that move. Like, yeah, they already did their crazy move.
I'm just saying, I watched Robinson Cano on the Seattle Mariners, and by the way, by the time you're halfway through that deal, Robinson Cano was running a half a mile an hour, playing minimal defense.
I think Manny Machado is a much better player. Much better.
It's not about how good of a player he is. It's about who are you putting in your clubhouse for $300 million, and how badly is he going to want to play once he's gotten his $300 million to come to a place that he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, guy, in no world, I said this yesterday on Periscope, I wouldn't give fucking Beyonce a 10-year contract. I wouldn't give any human alive a 10-year contract. Like, 10 years, think of what you were doing 10 years ago. Now, again, the age factor is a little different.
I would have outperformed that contract if I had signed it 10 years ago.
Yeah, but my point is, like, think how much changes in 10 years, just any human. Now, it's a little different. Like, you know this guy's going to be playing baseball. Like, you know exactly what he's going to be doing. But still, 10 years? That to me is, I just couldn't sign a 10-year deal. I couldn't. And I think that a lot of people in baseball were just, because I would imagine Brian Cashman goes, God, if we could do it all over again, would we have traded for Stanton? Like, ultimately, no. They didn't give anything up. But that's not, we now are just kind of stuck with them.
Yeah, look, it was an easy deal. You're right. It was an easy, that thing fell in their lap. And he's a good player. But the question is going to be, is he ever going to have his, like, Barry Bonds postseason breakthrough, or is he just going to stink in the postseason forever?
Like, do you think if you could sit down with Cashman right now and go, for 10 years, $250, now Harper's going to cost a little more, but let's just say,
I feel
whatever
like Harper's
going to
get $330 now.
Yeah, so, and what
but I think he'd rather Stanton have Bryce. Costs.
He'd rather have Bryce.
Yeah, he'd rather have Bryce.
He would have Bryce, right, if they didn't trade for Stanton.
Yeah, yes. He'd sign Bryce.
I think Bryce would just be a Yankee. And how good would that team be? How many home runs would Bryce hit there?
As many as Stanton, but probably be better in the postseason.
That team's cool now. How cool would that team be with him and
so
Judge?
So much cooler. So much cooler.
It'd be sweet. That's where I think they're kind of kicking themselves. It's hard because if you get, you know, right now if CBS says, hey, I'll let you call AAF games, like, you're not going to turn that down. But then if a year later Fox comes to you, be like, hey, man, we're going to give you some Major League Baseball games and you're going to be a rotational guy for the NFL or just something, but you were already prohibited from doing that because you signed a deal early. You're like, fuck! But you couldn't turn down the situation when it was presented to you because you're like, fuck, I'm going to be doing AAF games on NFL Network.
Right.
You know? And that's a bad example because...
No, it's not that bad. It makes sense.
Maybe a better analogy would probably be like ESPN giving you a big Monday or something, which sounds really cool, but if you realize what you could be doing, you're like, fuck. But you don't know that at the time. Now, you would say for the Yankees, guys, you knew Bryce was going to be a free agent. And you could have just said no to this.
Well,
now,
but again,
he wasn't all-time high because he was coming off an MVP season. That was.
And the deal, like, because he's making so much money, they just gave him to you. And maybe you thought he was going to be a little better, right?
He is cheaper than Bryce. He's not a bad player. I mean, he's fucking still pretty good.
No, he's. It's just I think there's a belief that he can't hit good pitching. That's what people think,
which is a problem because Bryce can. We sat there at the playoff game when the ball fucking went. It might have hit Oakland. Remember how far that ball went? I vividly remember just that ball taking off. Like, oh my god!
I heard. Did that fly over Jack Del Rio's head?
No, that was a different game.
No, that was
We were sitting next to Steve Perry on that one.
I heard Dan O'Dowd, who used to be the GM of the Rockies, tell a story yesterday. He was like, I remember when we had our press conference to announce that we signed Mike Hampton. And the day we did the deal, we were so happy. Because they were talking about they had just played the audio of Kenny Williams and whoever the other guy at the White Sox is. And
When he was in the golf cart?
I didn't see it. I heard it on MLB radio.
He was sitting in the golf cart being interviewed at spring training.
Oh, okay. And he said, I'm wearing my sunglasses. Kind of
disappointed.
Very. He's like, I'm wearing my sunglasses so you can't see my disappointment. But Dan O'Dowd's point was like, you get so emotionally invested in this thing. By the end, you know, you let it go. You'll be fine. Like, it'll be okay. It'll be fine. He said, because I did the Mike Hampton deal and we were all fired up. And then I remember waking up the next day going, what did we just do? Now, I don't know how true that is. Did he really wake up the next day going, we should not have given Mike Hampton 8-year contract to come pitch at Coors Field? But if your general philosophy as a general manager is, I'm not signing anybody to 7-year contracts unless I'm buying out years of free agency, right? Like unless I'm
Mike Trout or Nolan Arenado or something.
I'm not doing that for anybody else. On the balance, that would be a winning formula to just never do those deals. It would be a winning formula. Now, that said, you could make the case like, what if the Padres make the playoffs next year and Manny Machado is their best player in 2020? They've got good prospects. Manny's their best player. They're a playoff team. You could make the case that the investment in him, if it makes Petco Park a sellout park every night and makes them a bigger product in San Diego, that in 5 years, when maybe he's not worth, or 6 years after he's opted in, John, because he's not opting out after year five, in 6 years when he opts in and you're still paying him 30, but your gate is higher, your whatever, your Q rating in your city is higher, then that's money well spent.
You know, John Heyman tweeted yesterday, decent point, even though he basically just tweets for Boris, that with Manny Machado, their payroll is $110 million because beside Manny and Hosmer, they're not paying anyone.
Yeah.
Will Myers is their next highest payer, like 10. They can still afford Harper. If I told you right now they signed Manny and Harper, you view them as a playoff team. They'd be pretty good. They do have Will Myers, too. That's pretty nasty, 1-2-3 in the middle of your lineup.
Yeah, and even Hosmer doesn't stay. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Hosmer's good. I mean, he's one of the better players on a World Series team.
I mean, yeah, they could win 90 games, and that could get them in the playoffs.
Would you take the core of Belt, Crawford, and Microfracture Posey, or Harper, Machado, and Will Myers?
The Microfracture Posey, every day.
He did say him and Bochy have been talking for like a couple months about the retirement.
Yeah, how about that? How about Bochy's retirement?
Shitty deal, man.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, we'll always have spring training with Boch.
I'll never forget the way he was talking to Roberto Kelly, and it was like, oh my, and you know, kind of, I've heard a bunch of stories since, just he's hard on his coaches, but that was, I was like, damn. Roberto came out of that meeting like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it was when Roberto was taking over for, like,
Flan.
Not just Flan, but Bochy's ride or die right-hand man, you know? Like, I've always heard Flan tell the stories that way, you know? Like, when they called, Bochy said, how about one more ride? And we came up. But, like, Bochy talks about it the same way. Like, when Flan and I got here, they wanted to run us out of town. Because I heard him with Lund the other day. And he was like, what was that first year like? Because they weren't good. And he was like, well, it was a roller coaster. You know, I didn't know if I'd make it to the next year. But like, John, for, as an example, the Giants signed Barry Zito in, what, 2007?
Yeah.
So money that I think everyone, until they won a World Series with him, we're like, God, awful contract. But in 2007, their attendance was three. In 2006, their attendance was 3.1 million. It had gone down for three straight years. Attendance had declined, not by much. It had gone from, I'm just looking here, 3.25 million to 3.18 million to 3.13 million. Okay. They signed Barry. They lose more games and their attendance goes up 3.2 million. The next year, their attendance goes up again and they lose 90 games again. And attendance is, attendance went down.
You're talking about the mid-90s with Barry Bonds, right?
No, I'm talking about Barry Zito in the
2000s. The late 2000s. Right?
So they lose 90, attendance goes down, attendance goes down, attendance goes down. They get good again, and attendance goes back up. So no real correlation there because they were losing so many games.
But you gotta think, and I've read about this, and it just makes sense. Not that attendance doesn't matter, because in baseball it matters much more than the other. In football, clearly it doesn't matter anymore, right? You know, it really doesn't. Like, they're getting their enormous sum of money for the TV rights no matter what. Baseball, because you have so many games, like the Giants having every ticket sold for 81 games is a big difference, especially when you're fucking factoring in they're selling a beer for $15. You just do the math. You know how much a keg costs. I mean, it's not that expensive. They're making a ton. So it does matter. But it's never mattered less, even in baseball, just attendance. Because their attendance this year, if they're a 75-win team, let's call it what it is, they'll tweet out numbers that are not even going to be – because I thought – I saw last year for the first time, you went to a game, didn't you, and you thought it was pretty decent the day you – I remember texting you about
it. No, it was a Thursday day. It was like a noon September game, I think.
Pretty empty?
I remember thinking that for a noon Thursday – for like an afternoon Thursday game, it was fine. You know,
yeah.
Whatever fine is. Like, to me, there's a line between not a sellout and still okay, right? You can still be in a range there. And I think you're right. I think you're right. But I also just think it's kind of an indication of what are people fired up right now, or what are people up to? You know, and when the Giants go to San Diego, it's all Giants fans. And that's what the, and they're going to play the first week that they open with each other. So we'll see, Manny.
To me, the one thing that's very important in the sport, as it gets farther and farther away from the nostalgic older guys American pastime, and you and me are not normal. You're definitely not normal. I mean, you've called fucking Major League Baseball games. That the casual younger person to get him to go to the yard beside, like, my buddy's got a box, let's go and hang. And guys are always, you do that whatever city you were at. Like, on a Friday night, hey, I got some tickets, we got an open box, or we got to fucking sit seats down the third baseline, it's Twins, Red Sox, and you live in it, you go. You know, it's not, that's normal. But I'm just saying, to legitimately get you out of the house on like a Tuesday or a Saturday has never been more difficult if you suck. So you gotta, there's gotta be some juice behind, and that's where I think they've probably, the business people have been talking about Bryce Harper, is they just got bleh. I mean, their best player right now, by far, and one of their best players in franchise history, is coming off microfracture surgery and hit 5 home runs. Now I get he's not a home run hitter, but no one's paying to watch Buster go the other way singles.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bumgarner still resonates with people.
I do too,
and I think that. I think I understand why teams use the opener, but I think the opener is bad for baseball. I think devaluing starting pitchers is bad for baseball. Now, if you're using the opener twice and you have good starters the other 3 days, you can make the case, well, starters 4 and 5, it doesn't even matter. Like, no one's coming to the park for starters 4 and 5, so fine. But I think
unless you have Bryce Harper or Mike Stanton or something.
I'm just talking about starting pitching, though. Like, starting pitching is, to me, really important. It's really important. Who pitches on a given day is a big deal. You'd rather go on Tuesday to see Bumgarner than Saturday to not see Bumgarner. And starting pitchers are like, these are headliners in the sport. We establish stars matter. You're right.
I remember in like 2009 going to a Lincecum game. And he only went like 5 innings, but he had 12 strikeouts.
But it was electric. I mean, you walked in going, I'm going to see Tim Lincecum pitch today. And that's different than seeing a guy hit 3, maybe 4 times, as great as that is too. It's just, pitchers are important.
Fuck yeah, so. They are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.